let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's been called a nuanced view of world politics and its elusive quest for world peace. The much-talked-about book Perspective, The Golden Rule, from author David Meeks, who explores the folly of war and the rewards of pursuing peace. He knows firsthand, as a World War II veteran, during that time he realized that war doesn't bring about peace. In fact, it actually suppresses it. Perspective, The Golden Rule, is a sweeping semi-autobiographical account that takes us through the sweeping chronology of David, from his formative years through his participation in World War II and through his subsequent 72 years of continuing wars. David is a Canadian-born World War II veteran, 96 years old, a retired podiatrist, one son, one granddaughter living in Mesa, Arizona. David Meeks, the author of Perspective, The Golden Rule, with us on This Week in America. David, it's great to have you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rick. Appreciate it.
And a belated happy birthday by a few days. Your celebrated birthday number 96, and we're here on the program today to talk about the special book you've got, and it really gets us all thinking. The book is Perspective, The Golden Rule. We'll give you David's website throughout the course of the program. Let's go back to your background and sort of establish where all of your thoughts and opinions came from. Let's go back to your background. I mentioned being a World War II veteran. Talk a little bit about that and your experiences in war.
Well, it may not have been as dramatic as many others who were on the front lines. I did have one episode of, I joined the Army in 1940 in July. That was a year and a half before Pearl Harbor, and went overseas that fall to Great Britain. That was a time when Europe was still under the complete domination by the Nazis, and Churchill called that period the very lonely years. And as a recent movie was made of that same period. And because the United States and Russia was not yet in the war. August 19th, 1942, biggest air battle of World War II took place over Dieppe, France. For 3,620 Canadians who were killed, captured, or wounded on that one day, it was intended to be Churchill called it a reconnaissance in force rather than a raid, because it's subsequently called the Dieppe raid, and it went on for 8 hours. One destroyer, 29 tanks, and a great deal of equipment. And those 3,620 lives were affected by it. My part in that day was simply that I was involved in the Canadian medics, and I helped to clear the returning ships to Great Britain of their dead and their dying.
So you had a chance to witness firsthand the reality of war. And I mentioned in the beginning, and we're talking with David Meeks, the author of the book Perspective, The Golden Rule. I talked in the beginning of the book that we fight wars, to bring about peace. We're going to fight this. We're going to be victorious. That's going to bring about world peace. And you say it actually suppresses it. Talk about that, because it gets you thinking when you mention that, because it's like, wait a minute, we keep fighting all these wars and we keep fighting more of these wars. It really doesn't bring about peace when you think about it, does it?
Right. The problem is that wars are not just fought for simplistic goodwill reasons. They are fought for other, sometimes hidden reasons for the war, such as land and prestige, international control of various events, And those things are the ones that really direct the war. As an example, the Second World War, I view as a more or less, if there were to be such a thing as a just war, it was a war where the Nazis and the Japanese both were imbued with a great deal of the worst attributes that the human race can have. And it was worth the money and the lives that were spent on the Allied side to overcome them. But on the subsequent wars, most especially the Vietnam War, but also the Iraq War and the Gulf War, they have been fought for other reasons. And those are mostly oil, land, and for that same international control of the events that are underway.
Yeah, and as we read the book, Perspective, the Golden Rule, and you do an excellent job in detailing, and it's very well researched, and we find the role of money and power, even religion and politics play in war, peace, and other social conditions in the book, Perspective, the Golden Rule. It's interesting because one of the areas that you talk about in the book, and you've mentioned this, the roots of the last 80 years of U.S. wars lie in the change psychology introduced in the Cold War, the massive spending by the Defense Department. Let's first of all talk about that changed psychology, because this is interesting. This is a time that happened shortly after your involvement in World War II, the beginning of the Cold War. Talk about that changing psychology and the impact that's had on how we view war today.
Both the First and Second World War were preceded by depressions. Both of them, when the war began, developed jobs, and times became good for the people back home, not for the servicemen, but for the people back home who were not dying, and for the companies that were involved. That background probably led to part of what I said. It was President Charles Wilson of General Electric said in the late Second World War that there should be an ongoing relationship that could be developed between business and the war industry, so it would be a permanent effect. Okay, prior to 1947, the Department of War was intended for wars more or less as they came along. And admittedly, there was not some preparation, not adequate preparation for maybe either the First World War or the Second World War. But the fact that it went on, that as the war developed, stresses developed, and the problem that became very evident to those who were thinking about it was that there should be some preparation and some adequate advance concern about wars. So President Harry Truman in 1947 developed the National Security Act. The National Security Act, for one thing, changed the Department of War to the Department of Defense. And if you analyze those words, the Department of War could be considered temporary. The Department of Defense could be certain be an all-inclusive, all-future defense. That meant dollars to the what I call the military-industrial, political union, government, university complex. President Eisenhower called it the military-industrial complex.
Yes.
I have added the politics and the unions, and of course the non-union workers, and the government who get the taxes from everybody, and all those departments, including the universities who are into contracts for research and development and teaching, they are all happy with the fact that there is a defense program going on. Yet that is the prelude to war. When you are developed a little momentary problem, such as with the current administration, an impulse can lead to war. And that is changed the psychological complex from the 1940s onwards. It became a defense thing, and the various companies were in on trying to make sure that the federal government was providing funds for their industries to produce their planes, tanks, or ships, etc.
Yeah, and you point all that out, and it really gets you thinking that the military, the Defense Department, playing defenses, as you talk about, virtually has an unlimited budget when they're talking about cutting everything to try to make an effort to balance the budget. The last thing they talk about is cutting back on defense spending. The book is Perspective, The Golden Rule by David Makes. That's M-E-A-K-E-S. His website is very simple, davidmakes.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you read it, you suddenly realize that while we're doing, for example, a program like this in Washington, you've got well-paid lobbyists working for arms corporations that are out there making sure their companies get their share of the money, educational facilities, that type of things that that we were talking about. Let's talk a little bit about, because time goes by so quickly, what you feel the solution is, what it takes to prevent. And the name of the book is Perspective, The Golden Rule. Maybe something that simple could get us all to stop and take a look and maybe address some of these issues. Talk about adapting the Golden Rule and how you think that might at least cause us to take a look at this and cut back some in what we're doing.
Yes, I view the Golden Rule as an overlooked item in our education. I was taught the Golden Rule. Most of us were often in religious orders, but often in a rather offhand manner. It was dropped the moment you moved out of kindergarten or grade one and never mentioned again. I view the Golden Rule as something that, if you can be taught on through all school levels, on through university, with, of course, increasing content level, and I think it would apply to our personal lives. When things become spontaneous and you automatically do the thing that is good for your neighbor, rather, and that returns to you, is a mutual feeling of helping each other. That came out of the Depression. The area that I grew in was very remote, and it became a situation for independence, but also a situation for interdependence. People of all religions and all colors and ethnic backgrounds came together to help each other, often in cooperative movements. It's not a coincidence that the Canadian one-payer medical system started 74 years ago in 1944 election, and it has continued since. That, of course, came out of the Depression of the 1930s, when medical care was almost impossible to get when you were in a remote area. In the long run, I view it as, now there was an American psychoanalyst whose name was Alfred Adler, and he died in the early 1900s. His comment, and I had isolated 35 golden rules from biblical groups or from religious groups and or from philosophers. His was just a little different. He just said that there is a law that, and of course, it's a law that can be interpreted only by the individual, that you should love your neighbor as yourself. And he then added, in a few hundred years, we would all be helped a great deal by this. Now, he didn't go on to pressure for education. I do. I feel that it can't be left out of out of it. Education, and then I'm thinking now of a global education, more or less, of the United Nations, so as all countries can benefit from this, and the Golden Rule can gradually develop. And I realize it would take the same few hundred years that Adler spoke of, but in time, it would be a preventative of war, and it would be a much more congenial society. I see so much today in the politics of the time that is so so terrible, and how they treat each other.
Yes,
it only caused rebellion. When I my own personal feeling was, my anger doesn't rise until somebody else gets angry at me, and then my back goes up. And I think that is a kind of a universal situation. The Golden Rule tends to overcome that.
The book is Perspective, The Golden Rule. David Meeks is our guest. That's M-E-A-K-E-S. His website is davidmeeks.com. A lot of great information on the website as well. A couple of minutes left in the program. You talk about wars are not inevitable, and we think they are. We've talked about the possibility of World War III, the possibility of a nuclear war keeps coming up, that wars are not inevitable. And it's very basic, once again, started by humans and can be avoided by humans. How optimistic are you that we'll realize the simplicity, I don't want to overstate, but possibly the simplicity of just changing attitude, changing perspective, changing perception might eliminate future wars?
I would like to say I'm really optimistic. I'm optimistic in the long run, because I think the innate intelligence of the entire world, of all countries, will eventually come to the surface, but I wish I could think it would happen in the next century, let's say. Like Adler, I think it's going to take centuries to develop. Our religions are deeply ingrained in many of us. Many of us feel very, very strongly about the religion in which we were raised. And I think the Golden Rule can be inserted into the human consciousness in the same sense, and will be the dividing thing. It's at that point in time, our patriotism would probably be redirected from our country, and we all love our country, wherever we came from, to the world as a whole, to our entire globe, to our people. And that is why I view both interpersonal and international relations as the prime location for action in the future.
The book is a very important one, Perspective, The Golden Rule by David Meeks. His website is davidmeeks.com. It's interesting because you saw, as we started the program, the firsthand of the realities of war, the horrors of war, and here you are, 7-8 decades later, still witnessing it. For you, it's not just something you see in the nightly news or something you read about in a paper. I'm sure it brings back those memories of working with those soldiers that lost their lives or were severely injured during that period. The book's important, Perspective, The Golden Rule. David Meeks has been our guest on the program. David, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Excellent job with the book. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. I hope it is of a little help in the future. Somewhere, the little spark makes a difference. My name is M-E-A-K-E-S, and my website is www.davidmeeks.com.
And you can link on to that website, David's website, by going directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Again, the name of the book is Perspective, The Golden Rule. David Meeks has been our guest on the program. David, once again, thank you for being with us. A very important book. It'll get you thinking it as you're reading the book. And all the information, as I say, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.